Daily Briefing, December 21, 2006. Bush issues order for 2.2% pay raise, by Karen Rutsick. Krutsick at govexic.com. President Bush issued an executive order Thursday morning officially granting white-collar federal employees a 2.2% pay raise in 2007. Federal employees can expect the increase to be factored into their first paycheck of the new year, with the overall raise split between a 1.7% across-the-board raise and a 0.5% adjustment that will vary by locality. For 2007, federal officials have changed the formula under which locality differentials are distributed, awarding more money to cities with larger pay gaps between the private and public sectors. Employees in the Washington area will receive a 2.64% raise. Those in New York will get 3.03%, in Boston, 2.53%, and in San Diego, 2.68%. In areas outside of major cities, employees will receive a 1.81% total raise. The 2007 pay tables, including the locality pay differentials, can be found here. Congress has not officially passed a civilian pay raise for 2007, so Bush's executive order could be supplanted by a move from lawmakers, prompting a retroactive additional pay hike. But since lawmakers already passed a 2.2% raise for the military, it is unlikely that civilians will see the 2.7% raise their unions and professional groups advocated. Soon-to-be House Majority Leader Representative Steny Hoyer, D. Maryland, released a statement Thursday blaming the Republican Congress for letting the 2.2% raise slip through. The failure of the 109th Congress to pass all but two spending bills for fiscal year 2007 has given the administration the opportunity to mandate the lowest annual raise in almost 20 years, Hoyer said. Still, even if Congress had finished its spending bills, it is not clear that a 2.7% raise would have been passed for civilians. We recognize that, if the military is at 2.2%, it will be very, very difficult to have anything else enacted, said Colleen Kelly, president of the National Treasury Employees Union. We're going to do everything we can once the new Congress convenes. This was also the first year that the president proposed an equal raise, 2.2%, for both the military and civilians. Federal employee groups and members of Congress have long advocated for pay parity between the two. Locality-based raises became a fixture of federal pay in 1994, following implementation of the 1990 Federal Employees Pay Comparability Act. The Act's proponents identified a gap between public and private sector salaries of about 30%. The Act was designed to close the gap to about 5%, but raises under the law have never been fully funded.